Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. Coach will be with us in just a couple of minutes here on the show. Our email address for Coach Pearson questions, DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. Thanks for being with us on the Mel Pearson Show. We've got a lot to talk about today. It was a very much a built-up weekend of hockey down at Bemidji State. Two teams battling out for first place in the league. The Bemidji in first, the Huskies in second, and that remains the same today, but only a bigger distance, or larger distance, I should say, between the Huskies and the Beavers as we head into the final 3 weeks of the regular season and two weekends of hockey left for Michigan Tech and for Bemidji in the regular season. As the Huskies lose on Friday night, a tough game, 4-2 with an empty net goal by the Beavers. And then on Saturday night, Huskies were not able to get anything past Michael Bitzer, one of the best goaltenders, I think, in the nation, certainly in the conference, played really well. And Coach Pearson is with us. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning, Dirk. I'm doing well, thank you. Looking forward to being home for a while now. So
unpack that suitcase.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, and... You don't, they all played us. They beat us fair and square. But I'm telling you, the travel the last couple weeks has been tough. So it's nice to be home and get rested. I'm looking forward to having a full week of practice, which we haven't been able to have the last couple weeks. So it'll be good to be home. We're home at least for the next 3 weeks. So that's exciting. We know we're going to play at least five games here at home ice in the next over the next course of the 3 weeks. So that's good. And we've only have one blemish, really one loss on our home record. So it's going to be really good to be home. I know our guys are looking forward to it. And more importantly for coaches, we can, like I said, the practice time is so critical. And we haven't been able to have that because of our travel schedule and some of the travel issues we've had the last couple of weeks. So it's been a grind, but we'll be home. And you know what? We're looking forward to Winter Carnival this weekend.
And you mentioned last week, too, with the crazy schedule coming back from Huntsville. You said during the show, we're really not going to be able to throw anything new at the guys. We won't have time to really work at it. Now you'll have time to work on specific things.
Just not even have productive practices, really, because you're stuck in travel for 2 days on the way back, and you know you get back late Monday night. So Tuesday, you don't want to press them too hard. We're down in bodies. We had a few guys sick that came back that couldn't practice. So now all of a sudden, you're just trying to figure out what you can do on the ice. And I thought that caught up to us. I really did, Dirk, this weekend. You know, they were at home. They had a chance to, do what they needed to do. But just a little bit of, structure that we needed and a couple things we needed to work on. We were not able to do that as well as we'd like. No excuse. They beat us fair and square. You got to score goals to win hockey games, Dirk.
You do, but we came out great in that first period on Friday night.
I'm not going to fault the effort for the most part. I thought the guys worked hard. I thought they worked, we'll talk about Saturday, but extremely hard Saturday. But even Friday night, you look at the shot chart any way you cut it. Someone told me going into this weekend that we would only allow them less than 20 shots each game, that Angus Redmond would have 15 saves, Dirk. 15 saves each night, and that we wouldn't come out of there with any points. Even the Friday night, we got off to a good start, but we couldn't score. You get up, we get the two goals, but they're hanging around, and then the first 3 minutes of the third period, we get three golden opportunities. So, it's not like we weren't ready to play the third period. Tyler Hannon gets a chance that last year he would have buried 10 out of 10 times, and he's struggling scoring goals, for whatever reason it is. And we make a great play out front to him, but we had a couple other chances there. We don't score. and they get a break. And really it came down to, we did not get any bounces, and we talk about puck luck and breaks and all that. We did not get any, I think all weekend, you know, we dominated on Friday night, and that was the most disappointing part. You come out of there with nothing to show for a good effort, or, you know, I thought a real good effort by our players for the most part, but you know, we just couldn't hold that lead, but you can't fault it. When the goals they score, they're not complete system breakdowns. It's just, you know, we don't clear the puck on the second goal. We couldn't get it out, and you know, our defense, and we have two defensemen back, but they deflect the puck right to their guy by the side of the net, and just all the little things. The first goal that Angus lets in on Friday night, that's. He hasn't seen one, and he's the goalie of the future. We're going to ride him. There's no issues or anything like that with Angus. You know, I'm sure we'll have some questions about that later, but he's the future of this program, and he's gotten us to where we are now, and we're going to ride Angus. So just some unfortunate circumstances on Friday night.
Just to put into perspective, you know, a lot of times when we're calling the game, you know, we're looking at it from a Huskies fan point of view, and sometimes, you know, maybe we say,
and you should be, well, for the most part. Well, you're fair, Dirk.
My point is, though, for people who weren't able to watch the game on the stream or weren't at the games, you know, they hear us saying how much, you know, we dominated parts of the game. Just to give a little idea, talking to the television broadcasters of the game locally there on Bemidji several times throughout the game, and then before Saturday night's game, they came up to us and said, wow, I mean, it was you know, Bemidji was just kind of hanging on there against us. So it just to put it in perspective, it wasn't just our call of the game that was, you know, rose-colored glasses. It was a really good performance, I thought, by Michigan Tech until that third period.
Well, it was. Yeah, I mean, excuse me, for the most part, we played a solid road game. You know, you're going to go in there, you want to, you know, the only part is you need good goaltending. You know, first goal is, you know, it is what it is. And then, you know, you got to win the special teams battles, which we didn't win it, but it was even. You know, you have to limit their scoring opportunities, which we did an excellent job of, and then you have to finish your chances. So we couldn't finish the chances we got. They're not going to give you a lot. You know, we didn't get a lot either, but you have to take it, like I said, that I just referenced Tyler Hayden on that, you know, he's backdoor, great play. I think Mike Neville walks in on a backhand in the start of that period. Like I said, we had two to three real good opportunities. And as much as we can talk about our defense or this or that or maybe some blown coverages, but we got to score too. You know, we have to bear down around the net, and it's really hard to preach offense. When you look at the games in our league this weekend, there are eight games, five shutouts.
I know.
Five shutouts. And you think about it, you know, and we got two the one night against Bemidji. I think there was a 3-1 or 4-1 game in there the one night. I mean, there are not many goals. The winning teams aren't giving up much, if anything. And that's why the goals have become so valuable. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, how scoring is going to go down and the goals are going to be so valuable. That's why it's so important. When you get a good opportunity, you've got to bear down around that net. And I'm not saying we weren't, but they don't go in, and then for us, unfortunately, they get a couple bounces, and, you know, they go in, you know, and that's the frustrating part. It was a frustrating game Friday night.
Friday night's game, we started off with a Michigan Tech goal, and it was the birthday boy the next night. This is his birthday eve. Mitch Ranke gets his fifth of the season from Reed Sturrows. Draw one by the Huskies, and good job there by Watson to hold it in. It was coming back slow to him. Huskies hold it in. Back to the point. Here's a shot. Scores! Oh, it's Ranke from the point. Another one-timer goal for Mitch. And the Huskies take an early lead. 17:46 left to go in the period. I believe that was four goals in four games for Mitch Ranke with that tally. Nice seam pass by Reed Sturdos to find him on the backside there.
Yeah, that was a good battle. Jake Jackson had the puck initially, and Reed was supporting him. And we did a real nice job on winning the battle. And what can you say about Mitch? I mean, he's playing extremely well. I mean, offensively, you know, he's very capable of doing what he's doing right now, and defensively he's playing well also. But big time shot, you know, gets it away quick, good goal. We had a little bit of traffic in front of the net. I think this threw Bitzer off a little bit, but we get that important first goal. And against Bemidji, you have to try to play with the lead. If you don't, they play a style unlike any other team. They don't overhandle the puck like we saw it more so on Saturday, where they just flip it out and try to get in. They're not afraid to ice it like a ton of times. I'd like to count how many times they iced
at the end of Saturday's game. It must have been 5 or 6 times in the last.
Yeah, but they don't care. They've got the lead, and that's all they're going to do. They're just going to defend, 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 and they're very opportunistic, and that's what they were all weekend. I can't tell you they outplayed us. I can't tell you they outplayed us, but they found a way to get the goals when they needed it.